of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Canada's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
Well, so much happening in Washington. Not sure I even know really where to start on all of this. But we have, of course, our White House correspondent for Gray Television, Mr. John Decker, on our WHBC Newsline. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Pam. Happy Friday to you. Hope you're having a good week. And, wow, it's the end of the week. Couldn't be happier about that.
I know. It's come pretty quick. Actually, feels like, it was a quick week.
But that's right.
So let's talk. I mean, let's start off President Biden, for the very first time, issuing an airstrike. And that was a pretty serious thing yesterday.
It was. This was along the Iraq-Syria border, the Iran-Syrian border, I should say. And look, this is the first instance of President Biden wearing his commander-in-chief hat and obviously sending a message to a number of parties in that part of the world that, you know, if they think that they can take some provocative moves that won't get any U.S. reaction, they have another thing coming. So this taking place within the past 12 hours. So you have that bit of news. And then also the news happening on the domestic front as well, Pam. And that's the news coming from someone we never talk about, the Senate parliamentarian who indicated in a ruling that the minimum wage increase cannot be included in that COVID relief bill, the $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill that will ultimately come over to the Senate side. And so what that means, Pam, is that once a COVID relief bill does get to President Biden's desk, I think that's going to happen late March, early April, it will not include a minimum wage increase.
So, and you know, I think that maybe that was something people expected, but boy, done in a different way, I don't think anybody was really foreshadowing that, were they?
Well, interestingly enough, I'll tell you what's interesting here. Joe Biden, who served quite a long time in the U.S. Senate, predicted this would happen in the U.S. Senate. He said, because of the budget reconciliation process, that this element is not a tax or spend provision. And as a result, he really forecast what the Senate parliamentarian was likely to do. Despite that ruling by the Senate parliamentarian, the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi indicated that a vote will still take place in the House of Representatives today on their version of the COVID relief bill, also $1.9 trillion. It does contain the minimum wage increase, and this will likely be, Pam, a party-line vote. I don't think you're likely to see any Republicans join with Democrats in supporting this legislation.
But we're still talking another month, you say, before we really see anything happen finalizing it.
I think that's right. And the reason I say that is because now the Senate getting their direction from the Senate parliamentarian can put together legislation that does not include the minimum wage, which, by the way, is, I think, in an interesting way, good news in terms of the legislation ultimately getting to Joe Biden's desk. I say that because if it had contained the minimum wage increase, you could not count on the vote of two Democrats, and that is Joe Manchin and Senator Sinema from Arizona. Now that that has been stripped of the legislation, I think you are now more likely to get their support, which means you are more likely to move that legislation forward rather quickly and ultimately get it to President Biden's desk for his signature.
Is today the day President Biden is going to Texas?
He is. He's going to Texas. He leaves this morning, as a matter of fact. And this is obviously to see firsthand all of the devastation caused by those storms in Texas. So the president and the first lady traveling to Houston, the departure is from the South Lawn, as we typically expect. They'll leave from Joint Base Andrews, and they'll arrive at Ellington Field Joint Reserve Base in Houston. And it's a day trip. So President and Mrs. Biden will come back in the evening.
All right, John. Well, we appreciate the updates all week, and I know that we'll be talking to you again next week.
Well, I look forward to it, Pam, because we'll have a big after-action report with President Trump, former President Trump, speaking at CPAC in Orlando, Florida on Sunday. So I know we'll have a lot to talk about on Monday.
Yes, for sure. Thanks, John. Have a good weekend.
You too, Pam. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.